The medical charity Doctors Without Borders continues to demand an independent investigation into the U.S. airstrike that killed 22 people at its hospital in Afghanistan. After President Obama made a phone call apology to both the head of Doctors Without Borders and the Afghan president. Last Saturday's attack came as Afghan forces were trying to retake the town of Kunduz from the Taliban, which had captured it September 29th. Josh Smith is a reporter for the military newspaper Stars and Stripes. He's embedded with an Afghan army unit in the area and joins us. And Josh, how are people there reacting to the hospital strike?
There are plenty of people in Afghanistan who stand firmly behind the government and are basically a little more sympathetic to any efforts it takes to try to roll back the Taliban gains that they've made, especially in northern Afghanistan, which have really spooked a lot of people. That being said, there's also a lot of people who feel like it's exactly this kind of thing that is alienating people and giving the Taliban more opening to find support in the first place.
The U.S. started conducting airstrikes on Kunduz soon after the Taliban took the city, and originally U.S. officials said the strikes were in support of the Afghan troops trying to retake the city. But then we heard subsequently that the real reason was because there were American special forces who were trapped at the airport along with others. So what is your sense of American troops there? Are they working, for instance, with the Afghan army unit that you're embedded with? Do you see American troops there as advisors? What are you seeing?
Here at the headquarters that I'm at, which is just south of that airport you mentioned where many of the forces retreated to when the Taliban came into Kunduz, there are a wide range of both American and other coalition troops here. They're split between advisors, which are linked with the NATO coalition, the Resolute Support Mission, which has a focus on training and advising and otherwise assisting the Afghan forces plan their efforts to try to take back the city. And among those are American, British, Dutch, and German troops that I've seen. On the other side, there are also the Special Forces soldiers that you mentioned. So far, I've seen American and German. They also are kind of dual-hatted here, where some advise the Afghan commando and special forces units that are here. But as part of that, they also take a little bit more active role in the fighting, as we've seen, where they go out with these special forces troops. And as we saw during the height of the fighting in Kunduz, there have been times when they have come into direct contact with the Taliban.
Well, obviously, you're not in Kunduz because it's being held by the Taliban. But do you come across civilians, and what do they think about this sudden, you know, spasm of violence in their area? I mean, they're suddenly the flashpoint being talked about around the world. What's the sense of how they feel about that?
Residents that we talk to describe a hard life at the moment. Many of them have been confined in their houses to try to avoid not only, you know, any problems with the Taliban, but also just getting caught in the crossfire as neighborhoods have changed hands multiple times. And that's really the story that continues out of Kunduz is no one side really holds everything there. Neighborhoods can often change hands, and that's, again, what I saw as recently as last night when I was in Kunduz City itself, where government troops were at the central square that has been become kind of a symbol of the city where forces have either raised the government flag or the Taliban flag, depending on who was there controlling it. But just a few blocks away, they were in a very fierce firefight trying to clear out Taliban resistance they had encountered there.
And have you spoken to residents in Kunduz who support the Taliban?
I have a few. Not so many that are supportive out of any kind of ideological bent so much, but just more frustration with the government, with some of the strongmen that have come in, and especially some of the local militias that have been reportedly very heavy-handed in the way they treat and interact with the residents here. And what we heard from a lot of people now is that, you know, that initial push a week and a half ago by the Taliban was very much made possible by at least some people who, you know, helped and sheltered the Taliban in the city itself as they infiltrated in, which made it much easier for them to push in with with, frankly, very little initial resistance from Afghan forces.
Josh Smith, reporter for Stars and Stripes, embedded with Afghan troops in Kunduz, Afghanistan. He's been speaking to us by cell phone from there. And, Josh, we really appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you.